Netflix had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy, now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.
Well, there we go.
Great to hear it again.
There it is again. It's been too long since that has graced people's ears.
I got confused because I thought we'd only missed two episodes, but I'm wrong, aren't I?
Yeah,
it's been more than that.
It's like a month, I think.
I mean, I'm sleep deprived, but that has literally
yeah,
flown.
So yeah, so before we get going, is this going to be episode 11, I think we're on?
Mm.
Or do we go for episode 1? All new, brand new season 2 of Lockdown Locked Up.
I like it. Let's do that. To be fair, that makes it sound a lot more kind of organised, like we've planned it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Also,
because we sort of staggered to 10 episodes, which is a nice round number.
Staggered.
Like, that's what we got commissioned for by Secret Recordings.
As opposed to we just hit
ran
10,
out of steam.
Everything. And we gave ourselves a month off.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
We are gonna try and get back into... Well, no, we will get back into the swing a bit. That's the plan.
That's the plan. We're back.
So we've been away for a while because we... had to move house.
I mean, moving house is, they say, don't they? They famously say,
yeah,
moving house is like the most stressful thing you can do.
Yeah.
As is having a baby.
Do you know what? We did that little snippet last time as well, where we were like, guys, we just, and we were so like apologetic that we were having to have a week off.
Yeah.
It's been a month.
I didn't even notice. So,
yeah. So it has been intense. But we'll come on to all of that because that's going to be the theme of the week, is moving house with the baby. Because actually quite a lot of people have done it.
Well, it's one of those things, I think, because everyone gets in the same frame of mind. So you have a baby and then you look around and think, we live in a flat. This flat's not big enough for a baby. We need to move house. And before you know it, you're making a massive life decision with all your savings just in a really rash way.
Originally, we had planned to be in the house before Bonnie was here.
Yeah, we did.
That was what was meant to happen.
I completely forgot that was the plan. You're right.
You know, when we made that offer on our first house, do you know what? I think it was October, and then we didn't actually get in. We didn't exchange. No, not exchange. I forget all the terms.
It's the other one.
Close?
No. We didn't close the deal. What is it?
What is it?
This
exchange?
Is ridiculous. You...
No, it is close.
No, it isn't. That's if you're on Wall Street, you close deals.
Oh, right, okay.
This is, it begins with C. This is two really tired people trying to remember something.
And there will be many more episodes of this fantastic podcast.
It's a 40-minute podcast of us trying to remember a word that begins with C.
Oh, God.
Complete.
That's it.
There we go.
Maybe we have come back too early.
You've forgotten the rest of what you were going to say as well, haven't you?
No, that was it. So we started in October. We can, much like this podcast feels, we started in October and we finished, completed
in
April.
Yeah. That was worth it, wasn't it?
I made it to the end of my sentence. I know. And it was talking about a mortgage
as
well.
That's the most boring chat we've had.
So we will come on to what it's like moving house with a baby in a little bit. That's the theme of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reason we're now able to do this is because Bonnie is, she's coming up to 3 months.
Yeah, she, 3 months, yeah. Ba-ba-ba-da. Bonnie is kind of sleeping. She's going to bed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she sleeps until 1 a.m.
So we have a window. So it's currently, I mean, that's the plan, 7 o'clock. It's now 10:45. We finally got round to recording this.
And
so it often doesn't quite go to plan.
I'm going to say as well, I have had 2.5 Proseccos as well. Because we celebrate when the baby goes down now. You know, we don't want to just rush and do the podcast. We should at first get a couple of drinks down us.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe that's why I couldn't remember the fascinating mortgage story earlier. It's an absolute twatting. This has only been going on a week or so that she's got into this pattern.
Yeah, to be fair.
Where it meant, when was it? It was the first time me and Gemma sat down in the new house to have dinner together at the dining. It's the first time we've got like a dining
table.
Yeah. And we sat down and I thought, this is the first conversation we're going to have where it's meant to be like an adult conversation. And it's just me and you talking, for a start, in our non-baby voices.
You say that. I think it started out like that, maybe for a minute and a half, we instantly started talking to each other in our baby voices.
Regressed.
I think this is the only time we don't speak to each other in our baby voices.
I'd always, when I edit it, have to listen back just in case.
We've,
you know, it's what baby fail of the week, just like, and this one's coming from Susie. Good one, Susie.
You know, well, the conversation's been one thing. What I've really enjoyed, the fact that when she's not here, you actually get to chew your food and enjoy it and actually finish it when it's hot.
Okay.
That's been a weird, like, not now.
You're not chewing your food before?
No. Like, what, now Bonnie's like here.
What is it like?
Hoover.
We're like a pelican.
Like an
egg. Yeah. Straight
in, swallow the fish. Yes, though. Seriously, whenever Bonnie's here, I feel like my window to eat is about 2.5 minutes. I don't even taste my food anymore. I just swallow it whole.
Okay.
So her going to bed is actually time for my taste buds to really get you, around them sweet potato fries.
No
rice.
Wonder the conversation's been so bad. Yeah. Would you rather we just both sat in separate rooms? Maybe even darkened rooms. So do you know that thing where it heightens your sense?
Stop, that would
so
be...
So you just really focus on the taste.
That'd be great.
It'd be like, what's that restaurant in London where you go to?
Oh, Dunsler Dark.
It's completely dark.
Yeah.
So you focus on the food. We could do that with you. Except it wouldn't be like... Is that Michelin star?
I think it's...
It would be like Old El Paso. It'd be...
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
Now, so we may only have been off for a month, but it's been a pretty crucial month, hasn't it? For the whole... Well, not the whole world, but for the UK.
For our world. Yeah, so obviously the pubs are back open. Yeah. Or the beer gardens. Hairdressers and all that stuff, but mainly... We can get back in the boozer.
Yeah. I've been a couple of times. Even with Bonnie, we've still managed to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be done. And we've managed to go on our own as well without the baby too.
Yeah.
But it has been absolutely Baltic.
It's been very cold. Like the other day, I went for a meet-up with my friends and it was a Saturday and we got led through this. They had a big outdoor area and I went in and I was like, this is perfect. They've got screens with the football on.
Yeah.
They've got sunlight. Tick. They've got heaters as well. It's got all of it. So the lady led us through. We went straight past the big screens of the football and I thought, wow, I'm here with friends. I don't need to watch the football. We went straight through the sunlight bit. So I thought, oh, okay. It's not that bright.
Not great.
We went past all the tables with the heaters on and we were put at a table at the back, which was by the bike shed. Literally, do you know like the old sort of school ones where it's like kind of corrugated iron?
Maybe it's a thing. Don't they tend to put their best looking people like in the window seats or you know, where people can see so they might want to
like
go there?
Advert.
Maybe it's like, let me look at this lot coming in.
You mean to say they didn't want and my five friends, which include two accountants and a man who works at the ombudsman.
Get them in the bike shed, lads.
You're trying to suggest they didn't want us as ambassadors.
I mean, speaks for itself, doesn't it?
A thing I have noticed, though, I wonder if other people have had the same thing, is how quickly I can't be bothered to do stuff.
Mate.
I assumed it'd be like, this summer, we'd go for it, we'd love it, it'd be huge.
Because we've been talking the talk, haven't we?
Yeah.
Everyone's been saying, I can't wait as soon as those...
Yeah, but honestly, a week? Maybe a week?
I know.
I don't like when the things open and it was like, you can get your hair cut. I thought I'd be straight in there Monday 9 a.m. I left it about 10 days. Just out of laziness. I wanted to go. It's too lazy.
I totally couldn't agree more. It's a bit strange as well because obviously I was pregnant for a lot of the first lockdown as well.
Yeah.
So I didn't really do a lot. I didn't see my mates. So it's been extra long. And then I've got this slight anxiety. No one wants to hang out with me. But the second I've been invited to anything...
Can't be bothered.
I don't want to go. We're going to something right after this.
Literally, we're doing it after this. I've already laid the foundations
literally,
for not going.
And it was really bad as well because... Not,
I'm tired.
You actually said to me, it's a couple thing. And you said, I'll tell you what, why don't I look after Bonnie and you go on your own? So it's me and another couple.
Gemma,
there we are.
I am so tired of being dragged along to you and your swingers events. Just go on your own. Have a great time.
Rob, I do go on my own to my swingers events, right? I've been doing that since day one.
Leave me out of this. The one thing we just haven't done is gym. Haven't been to the gym once. Bearing in mind, I'd go quite a lot. Been nearly 3 months.
I mean, the gym is actually just around the corner from where we live now.
Where we've moved, it's even closer
even
to the
closer.
Gym.
I feel like we could, if we tag teamed it, we could go. So why are you not going? Because you've been saying the whole time, I mean, how many times have you said to me, I'm losing size. My tops don't fit like they used to.
No.
And I quote, and this is a direct quote. I used to have amazing arms.
It's true.
And now look at them.
It's true. I implore people to go on my Instagram and look at old holiday photos. They're great
arms. They're filtered, let me tell you that.
There's no, Gaines filter for those bad boys. But no, when I say my t-shirts don't fit, I don't mean around the arm thing. I mean around the gut
area.
Well,
I didn't want to say. I was being polite.
Yeah.
I blamed the washing machine for it. You noticed a couple of times I've been like, oh, I think it might happen to mine as well.
It's got tight.
Definitely the tumble dryer. It's not you.
So I don't know. I'd be interested, actually, people listening, if that's party in the background.
A balloon going down in the background.
Is she making a whale noise because she's taking the mickey out of my weight gain? What she's doing?
Yeah. I mean, she's been putting it on. You know what? You and her are kind of, you're both on that upward trajectory. Both got lovely thigh rolls going on. Both got a couple of chins.
Do without. I would love one of her baby grows. That'd be great. Tight-fitting t-shirts. It's a lovely baby grow.
Throw a nappy in there as well.
Oh, perfect.
It's the theme of the pod. Could break from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours. We'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod. So the theme of the week this week, it can only really be moving house with a baby.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially taking up our life.
It's quite a niche theme of the week, isn't it? It's usually we've done kind of like the key building blocks, like, the birth, coming home for the first time. Now we're doing, moving into a terraced house in the Watford area.
Yeah.
It's very targeted.
And oddly, we haven't had a lot of feedback on this one.
We haven't. Oh, this is so stressful. This is honestly, I knew it was going to be bad. It's one of those where I knew it was going to be bad and it was worse than I thought it would be.
So much worse. The whole thing, like not just the moving day, obviously that was bad, but the whole bit before, like packing up the old flat, even though, it's a little flat. I didn't think we had that much stuff.
I disagree. I don't think the packing up was that bad because...
You didn't do it?
No, not because of that.
That's right.
Because we had a week run-up, so it was fine. The problem was, I found, was the move itself was hard. It was the unpacking afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything while everything's packed up.
And also, I guess, one of us was taken out at any given time as well because you can't just put your baby on the floor and leave it on its own while you pack. You've kind of got to look after the kid and stuff.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Bonnie really didn't carry her weight during this. And obviously she doesn't weigh that much, so it's not that hard to carry it, but she didn't even manage that.
I mean, it was quite stressful, but I've got to be honest, because I did the majority of looking after Bonnie. So I do feel like I got out of quite a bit of the stressful bit this end.
But this is the problem where you'd wake up and you'd go, okay, in the morning, I've got this to-do list. I've got like five things I need to do.
Yeah.
And I would end the day and I think I've done one of them and I've done it badly. Yes. So I probably need to go back and redo it tomorrow.
It's so true. And I don't know, because with you doing the unpacking as well, it was kind of stressful to me because you don't put things in any kind of rational place. Like, right. It drives me mad. So you put things in such random places. So I think you're unpacking. I still don't know
where
anything is in this house.
Neither do I, to be honest. It's a real treasure hunt.
Exactly.
Who knows what you'll find?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of have this syndrome for when you're moving house. Like, I want everything to just be ready now. Because I kind of think, you're a bit more like, oh, we'll decorate it as we go along.
You drive me nuts.
And I'm like,
this.
No. We bought this. I want to enjoy it now. I'm going to pay the same amount of money in, like, for a new mirror in 3 months' time as I am now. Let's get it done now so it looks nice.
It drives me mad. I don't think anybody would agree with you that as soon as you move in, you've just got to fill your house with things you don't particularly like. Like, part of the beauty of it...
No, not particularly. Where's that come from? Obviously, it's stuff you do like.
No, it's stuff that just happens to be for sale the time you look at it. It doesn't mean you've got any kind of, like, emotional connection with it. I want to go to...
What are you talking about, emotional
sales.
Connection?
I want to fill my house with beautiful trinkets I've found or that speak to me.
But I'm not...
Not just generic...
I'm not talking about... trinkets. I'm talking about stuff like wardrobes, so we have things to hang our clothes up in so they're not just on the floor. Not magical. That speaks volumes. Me, absolutely functional. We've got no edge but our clothes. You just sat there wondering, where the next trinket's coming from. Right. Head of trinket development over there.
I'd rather be head of trinkets than the wardrobe guy.
That's true.
Boring old wardrobe guy. That's you. Fair enough. Functional. Captain Functional. Who wants to be that?
The next part of moving house that was hilarious was we sort of fell in love a bit with Facebook Marketplace.
It's brilliant.
But the problem was, a lot of the time, the stuff would arrive and then look nothing like what we expected.
It's classic. It's like the Tinder thing. They do not look like they do in the photos when they get in your house.
We were getting catfished by bookshelves. So we had one great example. Well, you bought a chest of drawers, didn't you?
Right. And to be fair to me, it was an excellent price. And the picture looked good. You've got to admit, the picture looked good.
It looked all right, yeah.
Grey drawers with, you know, little diamante. I mean, I'm describing it. It sounds horrible, actually. Yeah. But diamante handles. Anyway, it was a steal, so I bought it.
Yeah, anyway, it arrived. It looked horrendous. So within the hour, that chest of drawers was back up on the Facebook Marketplace with a new seller, a Mr. R. Howard.
But it's hard to stop. I feel like you do get a bit of an addiction. It's hard to stop. Like, how much are we on there every day?
Oh, yeah.
But essentially just effectively buying other people's crap and putting it in our house.
That's it.
We're like a rubbish removal service.
I like the idea that, because somebody is now, has since come and bought that chest of drawers.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they've now had the same problem. It's like this cursed chest of drawers just making its way around Watford and then around Hereford Hartford and up the country.
Did you feel a bit bad when you were selling it to her? Because I was out the way. She sounded like such a lovely girl. Yeah. You were having a really nice chat with her. And I was thinking, she must have looked at that and thought, that's bloody horrible. That's nothing like
that. No, she loved it. She loved it because I went, oh, and you know, the handles, you can change the handles if you want. You can take them off. And she's like, no, I like the handles. I was like, they're good handles. I was just saying you could, but obviously you wouldn't because they're great.
Hence why we've had them here this whole time.
A lovely little fake crystal handle. The other thing we bought that's quite funny was the bookshelf that arrived.
Gosh.
That went straight up on Facebook Marketplace as well, didn't it?
That, we agonised over it as well. That, we must have spent...
I had to tape measure out.
Yeah, which is questionable because what arrived doesn't fit anywhere near what you measured, which makes me think that you maybe think things are bigger than they are.
That is such a cheap...
A lot bigger than
just
they
such
are.
A lazy, cheap joke. It really is.
No, I'm just saying it's true, that's all.
The thing that made me laugh about that was when it arrived, we were like, it looks a bit officey, doesn't it? It looks a bit like something your boss would have in his office. And then we realised the website we bought it off was officefurniture.co.uk. I was like, oh, that's why.
How did you manage? Like, how can we be that this
bad? Something officey about this piece of furniture. It's because it's from officefurniture.co.uk.
It's lockdown, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
Okay, so you may have noticed Bonnie.
That's a little sneeze. That was adorable.
You may have noticed Bonnie wailing a bit towards the end of that last link. So we've gone to pick her up, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we've got nowhere to put her at the minute, so she's currently sat on my knee. So hopefully we'll be able to get through it without her shouting.
She might murmur a bit in the background. I think you just have to keep wiggling her.
It's a parenting podcast, though, so maybe we'll get away with it. There's a baby in it.
I don't know. I think she's a bit on edge. There we go. There we go. Right, I've got Bonnie now in the Superman hold.
It's her favourite.
She seems to be her new favourite, where I literally hold her on her front, a bit like I've just caught her and she's catch of the day.
Yeah, like it's like she's a prize base. Look at her.
Oh, throw it back in the river. One thing we wanted to recommend, good tip if you are doing moving a house with a baby, don't get a van. Get a man with a van.
Oh, that guy. He was phenomenal, wasn't he? The fellow he had. He was a bit like, he honestly reminded me of an ant in a David Attenborough documentary.
Why?
You know how they can carry 10 times their own body weight any time?
Yeah, you'd go, oh, there'd be like a big shelving unit. He'd be like, do you need a hand getting that in? He'd be like, no. Nah. And just walk over and pick it up, like the Incredible Hulk.
And even more than that, the stairs in this new place are really steep. I'd turn around and he'd just be going past the door with a massive, like, I don't know, bookshelf on his back
on his
and
back.
Tinkering straight upstairs.
The thing I liked about him is he, at no point did he stop running.
Yeah.
He'd load something onto the thing and then instead of walking back to the house, he'd like slightly jog in. How's the cardio on this man? How is he doing it?
He did show you up a little bit. There was a moment when you were helping him take the drawers upstairs.
Yeah.
And he was on the top and you were on the bottom.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought I was going to watch you die. I really thought, this is it. This is how he's going to go out. I'm going to watch him be pinned to the carpet by a really crap chest of drawers.
Well, to be fair, we could have just then put that drawers on Facebook Marketplace. We've taken £10 off of the bloodstains. We have no more need for it.
Someone would have bought it. That's the beauty of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, we 100% would recommend Man with Van, because it's just it's the pair of hands we were saying before.
Yeah.
You don't have enough hands.
No, he was amazing.
Did.
Do you know the bit that I felt a bit sorry for him, or a little bit guilty as well? He'd been working at that pace, so at his running and carrying pace, for a solid 2.5 hours, and we hadn't even offered him a glass of water.
Yeah.
So then when I gave him his glass of water, he drank it as if he'd been, you know, passed out in a desert for 3.5 hours. He was so thirsty, and he never asked. He didn't ask.
He's so polite.
So polite.
You know, well, I did feel bad charging him for it as well. We took that off his invoice, didn't we?
Yeah.
-£2.50.
We're not made of money.
The thing that made me laugh with him as well, because he forgot some of his tools or boxes, didn't he? So he came back around the next day. And by that time, we'd been on the old Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, you had forgotten.
So we were like, by the way, mate, here's your tools. Thanks for coming. Do you fancy coming with us to pick up a shelving unit in the bushy area?
Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these. Baby fella of the week.
Oh, how good. How good does it feel to hear that again?
Tell you what, it's been a month of feeling like I'm not the only idiot in the world. Baby fail is back.
What do you think the nation has looked forward to more? Mm. The beer gardens opening.
It's good.
On the 12th of April.
Yeah.
Or the return of baby fail of the week.
We have a winner. Obviously, the return of baby fail of the week.
I agree.
I've got a great one from Laura to start with. Guys, I was shopping with my daughter and the lady at the checkout had short hair. I asked my little girl to give the pound coin to the lady, to which my daughter replied, "It's not a lady, mummy, it's a man."
Oh, God.
I said quietly, "Willow, it's a lady. Please give her the pound." "Mum, it's not a lady, it's a man. It's a man. It's a man, mummy."
What was the cashier doing?
Bless her. Well, she says, I tried to ignore her and apologise to the lady, who kindly told me not to worry.
Okay.
So the lady's taking it really well.
Yeah.
Which then spun my daughter out even more and she screamed, "Mummy, mummy, the man has a lady's voice." I paid and left in shame.
Oh, God.
There's no recovering from that.
What do you say to the kid? Because you can't go, "Look, that was just a
manly looking
woman." Yeah.
Well, no, because do you know what? I've actually got a bit of experience with this. Do you remember when we were on holiday in Turkey? You'd gone in because I think you'd had tummy trouble this particular day. And
well, thanks for bringing this up.
Well,
how have we segued from this story to...
It literally just came back to me as you said that, because I played the part of the cashier in this story.
Right.
I was lying on the sunbed and I'd ordered an iced coffee.
I don't remember the cashier shitting herself in that story.
That was you, not me, can I add?
"Mummy, mummy, the ladies followed through."
No, I was lying on the sunbed and the waiter came up with my drinks and he said, "Hi, sir. Here's your drinks."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Sir, are you kidding me?" I mean, I'm sat there, it was an extra kick in the guts because I'm sat in my bikini.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm not overly well endowed, but clearly I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And I was so sort of embarrassed by the whole thing that I just said, "Yes, they're mine. Thank you very much." And I accepted that.
Oh, hang on.
I was sir in that environment.
So this story, I thought there was going to be a butt coming, but no, he just thought you were...
He thought it was bloke.
A bloke.
I was lying in a bikini by the side of the pool, like, and I didn't correct him. I just afterwards
was
like,
trolley cashier operative is listening and she can find some solace in the fact the same thing has happened to you. But at least in her instance, it was a child who'd got confused.
Oh, I know.
Yours was a fully grown man. Right. I've got a good one here. This is from Jules. And she says, "Not from me, from my husband. But we also had a little lockdown baby."
Oh, Oh, congratulations, guys.
She's now 4 months. Anyway, I walked into my husband the other day chopping up one of those COVID face masks. I asked him why, and he said he'd gone to Tesco with our daughter, and it was really hard to get her mask on. He then said...
I'm snorting.
He then says he tried to find a baby-sized mask online. He tried to find a baby-sized mask online, like a tiny mask.
What was he Googling?
But couldn't, so decided to make his own. I was in hysterics and explained to him, children, let alone babies, don't need to wear them.
That, do you know what? Anyway, that's so adorable.
Imagine how tight. I like the idea of him there with like a microscope or magnifying glass, trying to construct this tiny, tiny little mask and then putting it on his baby.
Okay, this is also good. So, Sarah, guys, I went into labour in a church 2 weeks early, watching my daughter's Easter play. Already good. Good image so far.
Oh, no. Okay.
What were you
going to say? The synergy there, isn't there?
No, because you're thinking of you're thinking of the Virgin Mary.
Christmas is the Jesus birth one, isn't it? But Easter is obviously not the... Is the resurrection one.
Easter's, yeah.
Yeah. So I only know that, actually, because I was on Capital on the breakfast show over Easter, and... Someone messaged in saying they were having a baby, and Lauren, my co-host, said, "Why not?" Which she probably shouldn't have said, but said, "Why not call it Jesus? It's Easter, the birth of Jesus." And someone messaged in saying, "No, it was the death of Jesus."
easy one to mix up, but this is the whole crucifixion. Not such a great vibe.
Go on.
The teachers thought it was emotional, but I was actually in agony, breathing through my contractions. When the vicar realised, he announced it to everyone and then proceeded to take me through to the baptism room to pray for me whilst I was standing with my legs crossed.
This can't be real.
It's real.
This is like something out of Father Ted.
It's real.
The vicar took her to pray for her. Why aren't they getting her to hospital?
Well, they were. She said, "I'm standing there just praying for the bloody ambulance to get there."
Right.
So they must have
taken
her into the back. And he's a vicar. Obviously, if you've got 5 minutes, you're going to say a prayer for the poor woman who's in agony.
Do you think he thought, indoctrinate him young, get him early?
What, just straight in?
Yeah, as soon as, any sign of the baby. Let's start.
Straight in the old baptism water.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Even if he was just crowning. Just get the forehead in the water. That counts.
That would be in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, the quickest
baptism.
This baby was baptised. It hadn't even been born yet. And it was baptised.
You're on something. I hope she's... Well, she will be listening.
Yeah.
There you go.
How does it end?
I don't know, it's the end of it.
Oh, right,
I'm assuming she got to hospital and everything's fine.
Oh, right, okay.
We've added our own ending now, which is much better.
Do you know at the end of Line of Duty, and they give you the subtitles bit, and it says, so-and-so's in witness protection.
Yeah.
We need that for that story. That story just ended abruptly with her being taken round the back for a preaching from the vicar.
Hang on. She said she was waiting for the ambulance to get there. You're right, I don't know. I don't know how that's
right.
ended.
Well, legend has it she's still in there.
Mother of God. they were
okay.
Really good ones.
What do we think then? What is the winner of Baby Fail of the Week?
I was absolutely really belly laughing
at the second one.
At the guy who made the mask for the baby.
That was just so good.
Okay,
that is this week's
Baby Fail of the Week.
And that is the end of the episode.
Do you know what? I'm really glad. I've really enjoyed this one. Not that I didn't before.
Yeah.
But coming back, I feel like we've really risen from the ashes of this.
It's like riding a bike, isn't it? You never forget. Just came so naturally to us. Just podcasting.
Another one down.
Well, if you could send your baby fails of the week into... I still think we've set up that email. When's the last time you logged into checking it? I don't even know. Can't remember the password for it now.
We only had... I don't know.
I like to think it'd be like... Do you know in Harry Potter when he goes to Gringotts Bank?
I've never watched Harry Potter. Which
but you
know.
Must loosely. You what, must have read the books or something.
No, I haven't. Oh, Gringotts God. Bank has gone right in my head. Right. But I'm
well, anyway,
it's full.
Basically, he goes in. He's never been there before, and they open the door, and it's full of riches because his parents are rich.
Okay.
I like to think opening what knocked up. What was it?
Oh wow!
Knocked up at Secret Record. What was it?
Knocked up Pod.
Knocked up Pod. I like to think logging into that email, we'd open it, and it'd be like. Emails beyond our wildest dreams.
Just a wealth of content.
So you know, if you want to, that is the email address. But it's probably better hitting us up Instagram. I'm at Radio Rob Howard.
And I'm at Radio Gemma Hill.
I'm still yet to receive a nude, actually.
Oh, will you give this up?
People are now just messaging me saying, I haven't got a nude. But anyway, here's my story.
Why are you so desperate? I'm asking this, not even as your wife, just as a human. It's so weird, your desperation to send somebody
Gemma,
a picture of you naked. And
as Gemma, as my wife, it would just like a nice. It would just be nice to,
right,
to see that sort of thing. For me, the sex.
Do you want me to? Should I send you one?
Nah. But anyway, at Radio Rob Howard.
At Radio Gemma Hill.
And that's it for this week.
Yeah. This podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey!
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy. Lockdown,
at least this way I know that it's mine.